Good morning. All right. Today, our theme is going to be not knowing is to know. Okay. So take a breath. And rest in the real that there is no person here to speak, and there is no person there to listen. All is consciousness. The I that I am is that consciousness. So let us, for these few moments together, let's just be empty. We're going to be empty of giving it our attention to thoughts. We're going to be empty of concepts and opinions. And we're going to be empty and let the muscles relax. With each breath, just letting go. Letting the face muscles relax. Letting the shoulders relax. We're just letting go for these moments. And we're just resting in nothing. And we're leaving what we call memories and judgments, letting them aside. We're going to release the illusion of time, the idea that there is a today, and the concept that there is a tomorrow. Just letting go. And we're also going to be empty of future projections. Empty of all things, ideas, opinions, conditioned beliefs. We're just going to rest in emptiness. And we're going to rest back in the stillness that is the self. Just letting go. Just resting in what is real. So to know is not to know, and not knowing is to know. Little twister there for us to contemplate and work through today. So what does that mean? So let's take a moment here and think about why we feel came to a spiritual path. Okay, why did we come? Why did we choose? What brought us to this? And if we look closely, we're going to find in the beginning that there was a desire to obtain something. Okay. Whatever was going on in our life was perhaps more than we wanted to deal with or more than we could bear and felt there had to be something more. And we began wanting to know what that more was. In the beginning, it was to obtain something, perhaps awakening, but we wanted to know. Okay. But to know what? Well, for most of us, it was to know who I am and to receive enlightenment, this something that everyone kept talking about. We sought the kingdom of heaven. We sought to know God. We sought to know what consciousness was and to know who we are. So we have read and read, and we have listened and listened. We have done all that the mind has told us to do. Right? The reading, the studying, classes, the retreats. We have done what has been suggested. And we have done it so that we might arrive at the understanding of knowing. And we worked hard sometimes to acquire this knowing. So we tried to accept the words and the writings and the lessons and what we presumed were others' beliefs. We wanted to take them in and know this peace and know this understanding and know who I am. And at some point, perhaps even now, we feel that we have some sort of an understanding that we have now, after all of this work, have some sort of a knowing. Okay. So after all of this looking, and what is it that we have found? What do we find after a long time of looking for this knowing, this desire to know? For many in our maturing along the way, we have found that through the human mind, we will never know what is this that I am. Our greatest desire, our attention to our path, all to know who I am, So we have worked very hard. We have used the mind and thinking in the hopes of coming to this knowing. Now, we can know through mind about every object that there is in the universe. We can study anything and everything. We can take college classes. We can spend times in study groups. We can do whatever we choose in order to know something. And we do this studying using the mind. If we want to know about anatomy, get books on anatomy, and we use the mind to read, to comprehend. Want to know about the cosmos, we get books on the cosmos and we study. And we use the mind. Anything you can dream of to know about, you can use the mind. And we can spend a lifetime or lifetimes studying and getting to the knowing of any object. For a moment, is that not so? Through using the mind, you can learn to play a musical instrument, you can read other languages, know other languages, speak under other languages. Anything and everything. Can use the mind to know about the object. Think about the thousands of objects that we can study about. So our mind is a wonder. The mind is a wonder. In a way, we'll get to that later. And it allows us to come into the knowing of any and all objects. What we're doing here is understanding. We're using the mind to study objects. If you think about anything you have ever studied, it was an object of some nature. So in the using of the mind for our studies, it is common for us to believe that we can study and come to know ourselves. We use the mind to know about everything, from the sun and the moon and the stars, to the tiniest, tiniest microscopic subject we can find. We use the mind and we are in the understanding that we can use the mind to know ourselves. But we cannot. This is where we make the distinction. The mind is an object of itself, and it can know other objects. It can, again, be used in the studying of these objects. But that is just the thing of it, that the mind, being an object, the mind, the thoughts, the thinking, the object mind is not capable of knowing subject. The subject, which is witness to any and all objects. So mind, we use to study objects. Even in our spiritual quest, we use it to contemplate the language that we read in books, the language and object, the book and object, the thoughts, ideas, and stream of ideas in the books. All objects. The mind itself is an object. So when we know objects, I know all about this, I've studied it, it's metal, it's got a coating of such and such paint, it's double walled, it's holds the heat, holds the cold. I know about that object. I use the mind to know about that object. When we know about the mind, know about the object by using the mind, we are only capable of knowing objects. But in that, we do not know what is beyond the mind. The mind cannot go beyond the mind. We cannot use the mind to go beyond the mind. Okay. So what that means then, what cannot be known is who you are in the usual manner that you are accustomed to knowing things. So what the mind cannot do is know who you are. The mind cannot be used in that accustomed, usual manner of knowing things to know who you are. Again, Mind cannot go beyond mind, or thinking cannot go beyond thinking. Contemplation even cannot go beyond contemplation. Contemplation is an object. Introspection is an object. Self-inquiry is an object. All objects to move us along our way. Okay. So it is that in order to know the presence, to know the self that is yourself, to know that undifferentiated consciousness, however you choose to call or name what you are, we have to stop using the mind. It seems illogical. How will I ever know myself if I stop using my mind? We're getting there. Okay. So we look to know ourself, but what actually it takes place is an experience, and that experience feels to us like knowing. I think we've probably all been in a like situations of there's a feeling, and there's just the feeling of I just know it. It's like you can't explain it. You didn't read it, you weren't thinking on it, but something it gave an experience within, and there was the feeling of knowing. And it didn't happen through mind. It didn't happen through thinking. Okay. So that experience, it feels to us like knowing. And we begin to recognize that that has taken place without the using of the mind. So it is this knowing experience that actually takes place when mind is transcended and the thinking and the desiring and the calculating that mind does is laid to rest. So we're going to do that now, okay? So I'd like you to take a breath. And we're going to take a look. Okay. So follow a breath. Breath coming in. And let this breath come down through the crown of the head as a light. This breath is a light. It's peaceful, flowing. This flowing downward of this light breath into the body form. Let it come, flowing downward. And it's going to fill the heart and the body form. And again, follow a breath, bringing the light down through the crown and filling the heart. Just letting go. There's no thinking. There's no object to know or identify. And there's no objective here. We are just letting this light come and being still. So we want to rest with that light in the heart. Just that. Nothing more. Nothing less. Just resting in that light that is the heart, that is yourself. Even if thoughts arise, it does not matter. It does not matter what rises to your awareness. We are just resting in the light in the heart. That's all. If thinking is happening, then thinking is happening. Doesn't mean you have to engage it. We are just resting in the breath, in the light, in the heart. So in this breath and in this light, just notice what this light is like. Okay. And again, whether there are thoughts and ideas or not, it doesn't matter. There is truly nothing in this light that can disturb the peace. It is the place of stillness. And we're just taking notice. Whatever rises, allow it the space to rise in and to pass by in. Just let it be. And again, just let that breath that come in and flow as the light in the heart. And be still in this and pay attention to the flowing of what is happening. Give it your attention. It is in this silence of the heart that we experience the knowing that we are seeking. This is where the knowing is. Not in the head, not in the thinking, but here in this stillness that is your own being. It is here that you will experience the knowing of not knowing. So, how can you know that the universe is your very own being? How can you know that the world is consciousness? How can you know that you are infinite and immortal? How can you know that you are not the body or the mind? How can you know that all that is real is of one substance? And how can you know you are the supreme reality? Mind can only give us conceptual answers because the answers cannot be spoken. They cannot be thought. So we come to the stillness. We come to our center. We come to the heart. And we rest. And in this not knowing, we know. So how can you know what the mind is unable to give you? Well, we can do it by leaving the mind and returning to our residence in the heart, which is beyond the mind. Okay. So each time you want to not know and to know, okay, you're going to step over the mind and you're going to rest in the reality. The reality of stillness and silence, the reality of your own being. You step over mind to not know, to know. Okay. Okay, so take a nice deep breath and continue to rest in the heart, but become conscious to your surroundings and what is taking place. Okay. All right. Does everybody find that clear? Is that done? Yeah. Okay. Okay. You guys have some comments or questions? You understand what we're doing today? Okay.
Mary, good
Bingo.
morning. So glad to be here. You can contemplate with the mind
Yes.
to point you to your heart, to your truth.
Right. But then you release the contemplations. You let them go because they require thinking. They require the mind in order to contemplate. It's the activity of the mind or thoughts or thinking. So we contemplate them, but at some point we have to understand that that's as far as mind can take me. It cannot take me all the way to the understanding of my own being. So we have to come to that understanding that yes, I can use the mind thus far, but it cannot go to where I am. Mind is an object. Okay. So, mind, you can contemplate objects with mind. Okay. You can use it to re for reflection and contemplation. But at some point comes the understanding, mind is an object. It will never understand or know the subject. It isn't capable of that. Thoughts are not capable of that. The truth of your being cannot be in words. Therefore, what you are cannot be thought. So you use the mind. The mind is your servant. You use the mind to come to that understanding. Ah, let it go. The mind cannot go any farther. Okay.
Mary,
Yep.
can I follow everything, but I don't understand how the mind is an object.
Because you as subject are aware of it. Are you not aware of mind and thoughts and thinking? Sensations and feelings. Are you not
Totally.
aware of, you are aware of those?
Yeah.
You are the subject witness that is aware of the activities of mind. If you are aware of the activities of something, you are aware of that object.
Even though it's not solid.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be solid to be an object.
Object.
Thoughts
Okay.
are objects, feelings and
Feelings
sensations
are
are.
okay. Okay. I got you.
All right. So we come into a maturing, we come to an understanding that at some point we must just let go of the mind, let go of the thinking, let go of the contemplation, let go of the reflection, and just be in that place of the silence that we are. Just be what you are, which is that silence. Now, that silence doesn't mean that we don't use the body to walk or run or sing or dance or, any of these wonderful things that it's capable of. That's not what silence means. Silence means that when all of this is being presented, we remain in that place of stillness. That we don't take up the objects of the world. We don't take up the world. We are literally in the world, but not of it. And to not be of it, then you must be living as what you are, which is this stillness. Okay. So it has to do with mind. The mind is not taken up as a reality and given mastery over us. So in that, then we are still. We could be running a marathon or juggling balloons or balls or something and being very active of body, but mind is in a place of repose.
It's interesting. And this week, I have, it's just came to me to contemplate, how do I have a calm mind and an open heart? And this is like so perfect what you're saying today. How do I live?
As what you are. Now, even in the beginning, that even if the thoughts are there or the activities of the mind are there, that is okay. Don't take up another thought that says, well, I'm not doing this right because my mind is busy. Don't take up that thought and perpetuate what you're wanting to just kind of let go of. So give that permission that if there's thoughts and feelings and emotions and all of that is going on, that's fine. Give it the space to present itself and then move along. Okay. It's when you reach out and grab on to something, oh, I shouldn't be doing that, or I'll never get my mind to be quiet. Look at all of these thoughts coming in here, and you begin this argument with the mind. Well, you're never going to win it. You're never going to win an argument with mind. It's just not going to happen. The best thing is to recognize it and just, okay, that's okay. It's okay. And that's so important for you to be able to say. It's okay. The mind is active. The mind is agitated, or whatever the mind seems to be doing. It's just thoughts rising to your attention in within the infinity of consciousness. That's all that's going on. They're not your thoughts, not your mind. And later you come to know that there is no mind at all. It's just thoughts streaming, and it's something we've been conditioned to actually accept as a truth that there is actually a mind. There is no object mind. But in the meantime, allow those thoughts to have their space. Allow them to rise, because if you don't touch them, they're just going to drift right on by. Why? Because they're not real. And that which is not real has no permanency. Think about that. That which is not real has no permanency. So if thoughts are not permanent, that they come and go and come and go, they don't reach what real is. They're not real. Only that which is unchanging and undifferentiated, only that is real. So just give them their space. So to know yourself, give up the mind. And not say you don't bring it back if you're wanting to do a recipe, or if you're doing some contemplation to for a drawing or a painting or whatever. That's the, what we call mind being a servant. That's fine. But to be as you are is to be that stillness, to be in that heart center. We have them as, I'm sorry. We have them, these virtues. We have these things that as we mature spiritually, we come into them very, very deeply. And those virtues are compassion, as a virtues of humility, and the virtue of service. And as we see the mind for what it is and stop playing its games, and we just leave it alone, and understanding that those thoughts are going to come and go, I'll use the mind when I need to, that we begin to mature. And in that maturity then comes, we now can mature into these higher understandings, these higher understandings of compassion. Because you cannot give that to mind. You cannot give the ideas or the concept of compassion to mind. That has to flow from the heart. But you have to be living in the heart in order to know that compassion that is flowing from you. And then you have the virtue of humility. You cannot give that to mind. Okay. Mind is about the ego. Mind is about separation. Okay. You give humility to mind, and you just don't do it. Just don't do it. Okay. And then our third virtue is service. And you don't want to give that to mind either. That's just going to be saying, well, you should be doing, or you should be doing, or you should be helping, or you should be this thing, and you should be that. And you have to have the maturity to know that mind is to be left aside. You have to have that maturity in order to walk in the higher virtues of compassion and humility and service. You just can't give them to mind. Okay. So today's class is to begin to recognize, I don't need mind. I do not need mind to know myself. I do not need it. And the longer you practice that, and then you living that of not touching mind, not touching the thoughts, and not playing that game of separation and, oh, I should have done this and I didn't do that, and all of the BS that comes with giving your life to mind. When you are maturing and you're not playing that anymore, then comes this level of compassion for all things and the humility of knowing I am not the doer, and the service that we don't even know what that is about until you surrender it and allow it to just flow in you without mind trying to direct it. So it is important in your maturing for you to begin to understand, I do not need mind to know who I am. Okay. I do not need mind to know who I am. I witness mind. I witness the thoughts, but I'm not the thoughts and I'm not the mind. I'm not an object. I am the witness to all objects, but I am not an object. So to get through our years of classes now, and to get into this understanding that I do not need the mind to know God. I do not need it to know God. I do not need it to know myself as the very presence of God. And then coming up into another level of recognition, and begin to practicing in the understanding of what compassion is, and looking at that and being with that, and beginning to understand. Okay.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay. Well, we've come quite a way in these years together, but there's more. But just don't give it to mind. Just recognize you don't need mind. Yeah. And without you, there is no mind. Okay.
Mary,
Yeah.
may I just ask,
Yes, ma'am.
so when we talk about awareness, do you connect it to the heart, the pure awareness or pure consciousness? Is that connected with the heart and not with mind?
Correct.
Okay,
Yes.
then I also
Yeah,
understand better.
you are the presence of awareness of itself. You are pure conscious awareness. That's some of the labels that we give to our own identity. And that is one of them. Pure awareness. So you are aware of mind, and this is interesting. You, that which is you, okay, you are aware of mind, but mind is not aware of you.
Yeah.
This is why you cannot use mind to know who you are. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, love. Okay. Okay. We all got that now? Good.
I have a question.
Yes, love.
So, all this emphasis in our life, right, that has been in that one, place of mind, all that credibility we give it, and it's, almost like, it's like the be all and end all kind of thing, right, in our lives. So it's been what we've been using, and it's been misused, actually, right? And I'm getting it that as I go along here in listening to master teachers, like a master teacher like Jesus, and when he said something like, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? And the way you were just explaining all of that, that of course I can sense that my perception of mind is inaccurate, right? But it's a lot of thinking, it's a lot of talking in my head. Much of it is very, it's not good for me. So I get the message that he has also explained very, very deeply is peace, be still. So it's kind of like translated for me that internally, my, like he's talking about still the waters. So if I think of that as I'm feeling very upset, still the waters, just do go into the heart and be
Waters
quiet.
equate to the mind. Yes.
So, right, exactly. So they're turbulent. It's like the way, it's like a turbulent sea. So calm it down. That's the only thing I'm really meant to do is just find a place to be able to sit and be still, like you took us through, where I'm calming and I'm dropping out of it into the place where I truly reside. All of that credibility I give to all of that thinking that I think is so important, which it is not, right? That is the instructions. But when he said like this, it's almost like, why do I even have it? Right. But I get the tool that I need to be able to follow a recipe or something like that, or, do something very, what can I say? Like it just needs it like that, right? To learn how to play an instrument. I need that part. It's a partner, is kind of the way I put it. But the basis of all like the time spent is first things first, still it so that I can actually get into that depth of the true part of me. This is kind of not the true part of me. My body is not who I am. My mind is not who I am. There's a level in there that unless I quiet it down, I'm not going to get there. Right. So that's really the usage of time is to condition myself to be in that still place so that I can just be quiet enough to hear what the instructions are, right? So that view that that's what he said, what would your interpretation be? Why was he even saying be transformed by the renewing of my mind when it's really the tool is the tool, but really it's more, we're way more than that.
Oh, yes, you're beyond the mind, but why he spoke those words exactly, I cannot say. I wasn't there. I wasn't privy to the class that day. But when we renew the mind, we do exactly like we're doing today. We look at the mind from the place of subject, which is our being. And we look at the mind and we can see that that is a tool. Okay, that's all that it is, and it's just thinking. Again, later on, there is no mind at all. as we have said before, the thoughts rise and fall within infinite consciousness, which is your own being. So the thoughts rise and fall within consciousness in our personal stories. If some of those thoughts seem familiar, we have a tendency to pick them up and claim them.
Right, I
Now,
see that.
the renewing of the mind is coming into an understanding. No, there's no need to pick them up because they're not even about me.
Right, they're not even real.
No, they're not even
No.
real. They're not even real. So the renewing of the mind is to actually bringing yourself, not in a conditioned way, but in a renewing way of understanding that the thoughts that I'm paying attention to are not real. And that would be a renewing because you're seeing
Okay,
it
yeah.
from a different light, a higher understanding. You're seeing it from a higher place. So you don't want to try to condition yourself to do anything. We've been conditioned enough.
I
You
know.
know,
Yes,
so
yes,
we,
yes.
what we're looking at is that renewing and just recognizing this mind for what it actually is, an accumulation of thoughts that rise and fall within consciousness. Yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay, anybody? I think it was pretty clear, for you to understand what we're speaking of here with mind and the importance of seeing it clearly and just letting it go until it's required to be used for something. And just let those thoughts be what they are. And again, it doesn't matter what the thought is. If the thought is coming up and it's calling me a dummy, then okay, a thought is coming up saying I'm a dummy. It doesn't matter. It is only going to matter if you are still at a place of believing you are a separate person and you take the thoughts personally. Then it will seem to matter. And then you will also probably seem to suffer. But this is the renewing. This is seeing clearly. I am not my thoughts. I've never been my thoughts. So we want to come through this. We want to let the mind go and practice that so that we can take that. Even that higher step into some other things that are our nature, that we are by nature. Okay. Any more questions or comments? Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So then let us pray. Most beloved self, joyfully darkness and light cannot reside together. So how in me can there be ignorance and knowing? The self is not bound nor free. It is without a second of any nature. So, how can you believe yourself to be loved or unloved? How can you believe yourself to be good or evil? How can you believe yourself to be happy or unhappy? I, who am without a second of any nature, Thank you, beloved, that there is but one life, and I am that. Oh. Oh. Amen. Namaste.